Blog Talk Radio.
Alyssa, I'm sorry. Do you have another phone, or do we have to hang up from this one for you to call in?
I have another phone, but it's a portable phone. Just I want to make sure that it sounds okay.
Yeah. Okay, good. So then instead, take a pen and pencil.
Okay.
The old-fashioned way, and write down this number. Hang up from me now and call in on this number, okay?
Okay, yeah.
818.
Yeah. 739.
Yeah.
8957. Okay, so we'll
text
it out on this phone?
No. We can use the phone that you're on right now. It's fine.
Okay, perfect.
So hang up and dial that number I just gave you.
On a regular phone here, right?
I'm sorry, say it again.
You want me to be on the regular phone here or ham?
Yeah, no. You're on here. You're on here.
Okay.
Dr. Kaufman?
Yes, hi.
Hi, it's Adrienne Berg. How are you?
Nice to meet you. Great.
Good. Now, I'm hearing you all right. Are you hearing me?
Perfectly.
Good. Stuart, we hear each other, but now you have to take a look and see if the recording is loud enough. Okay?
The recording is not as what you hear.
No? All right.
Why? You're not hearing her at all?
No, I'm hearing her well. She's just a little low, that's all.
Okay, well, I'll fix it.
Do you want me to?
I can fix it.
Yeah.
Say something again.
So, how has your knee been so far?
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, it's fine. All right, that's perfect. I'm going to get one more thing, and I'll tell you a little bit about the show, and we will start to rock and roll, okay?
All righty, ready.
One second.
Is Blog Talk going to count us down or not?
No, you already counted down. I did it in.
Okay, great.
Okay. Okay, so our air time is set up, but we're not on the air yet. What we do is pretty simple. We have four segments, each around between 8 minutes and 11 minutes, so there's plenty of time. I have a lot of questions for you, obviously, and I know you've got all the answers. So one of the things that we do is we start with music. I'll introduce you. And then we'll begin to ask the questions. At the end of each segment, there is music. You won't know when it's coming on, but I do. So if you're hearing me talk a little bit longer, it's just because I don't want you to get cut off on the music. All right?
So where does this air? Is it live?
No, this is live to tape. We can edit if there's any issues. Like, again, I was hearing you a little low. That could always be made louder, but now I'm hearing you fine. And then every Sunday, and I don't have the date of your show, I'll be able to give you the date.
Okay, all right. No
May 10th, May 10th. On May 10th, it'll be heard in a variety of places, most of them at 10 o'clock in the morning through a syndicator called BizTalk. But it'll also go on to my podcast, which gets syndicated in the usual ways, iTunes and Google Podcast and all that, and people listen to it at different times. It also goes on to my LinkedIn. Now, my LinkedIn has a lot of followers. Most of them are in the field of aging, so that's going to be useful to them. They're going to want to hear this. But we also do another thing called Headliner, which is a little, we take segments out of it and we edit them out. And they also go on social media. So you could get a link to it. You can put it on your own social media. You can use your headliner. We send all of that to you and belongs to you. You do anything you want with it. No permissions needed. And so a lot of people do get a chance to hear it, particularly people who are either just the consumer, like this broadcast, or people in the field of aging. So that's what we're doing here. Sometimes we make it into a blog, too. called Aging for Beginners. And this one we may do a blog.
Yeah, because I'm going to be so interesting.
Yeah, that's well, because it's a topic that's... Wait, he's trying to situate me. What do you want me to do?
I'm trying to get you closer to the mic.
Closer to the mic,
so,
okay.
So, Adrian, the only thing that you don't know about is dentistry. So the one thing that people are going to be scared about, especially older people, is all this drilling and aerosols in the age of dentistry and how my practice differs. So if you want to just talk about the aerosols or any of that, that's very pertinent, and I'm completely up on that. Okay.
Okay. And the other thing is, now tell me, in terms of your website, is there any website or any particular place you want me to send people to learn more about
yeah.
your practice or what you're doing? What
yeah.
is that?
Geriatrichousecalleddentistry.com.
Very good.
Not dentist, but dentistry. Geriatrichousecalleddentistry.com.
Okay.
Right. It's called geriatric. Stuart puts this on our website, so I'm going to read this to him. Geriatric House Call Dentistry.com. All right. All right. So
yeah.
we are ready to go.
So wait, Adrian, I don't
yes.
wait for you to talk to me. I don't say anything with the mute. I just wait for your voice. You ask me questions, and then I talk. I stop talking when you
right.
tell me to. Okay.
Right. And not the first segment, maybe the second segment. Yes, that's absolutely right. And you're going to be, it's going to be very clear because it's very conversational. Okay? All right,
yeah.
Stuart, we are ready to rock and roll.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth, the fountain of truth about aging. And for those of you who have so much missed your theater, and I know we have so many theater bugs around here, take a look at our latest blog at Aging for Beginners, Bottom Line Personal, and you will see how you can watch theater from home. I know it's not as good, but it is a lot safer. And if you want to save our theater, it gives you a million ways that you can donate, contribute, and be a part of the theater that's going to open up very, very soon once again. So very hopeful. And if you are having a little trouble, a little struggle being sequestered, take a look at The Happy Prisoner, another blog that I put there. And, of course, it's very funny. It's for your levity, little jokes about staying home and why it's so easy for me to do that, because I'm an only child and I've got so many people that live inside of me that I'm never without company. So take a look at our blog, Aging for Beginners. Now, today we have a very special guest and a topic whose time has come. For many years, I've been speaking about your costs once you retire. And one of those costs is dentistry. And shockingly, 75%, if not more, of what you're going to pay for your dentistry over the years are going to come out of your own pocket because it's not covered. It is what they call one of the out-of-pockets as we age. However, you're going to want a dentist. It's going to be extremely important to you as you get older. I'll tell you a little story about that later on. But I want to begin by introducing you to a very special type of dentist, a geriatric dentist, somebody who really does work with folks who are older, which we all hope to be. And her name is Dr. Alyssa Kaufman. You can find out a lot more about her on geriatrichousecalleddentistry.com. Because she's special in so many ways, not only because she works with older adults, not only because she works even with adults that have diminished capacity or some dementia, but also because she sees them where they are in their homes. Now, the fact is that this has changed an awful lot during the sequestration period, And we want to find out a lot more about geriatric dentistry. So, Dr. Kaufman, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for the invite, Adrienne.
Well, I think we have to start with the definition. Why geriatric dentistry? Isn't dentistry dentistry across the lifespan, or is there really something different here?
In my particular definition of geriatric dentistry, for me, that means that you're no longer really able to get out of your home to do a traditional dental visit. So geriatric dentistry for me means someone generally over the age of 65, I hope, and someone who really can't easily get to the office. So they're elderly, they're incapable of really getting out of their homes. But why geriatrics? I just absolutely always loved making dentures. I was that denture geek in dental school at UPenn. And my laboratory technicians would say to me, you know, when you get out of here, you have to continue this tradition, because with the technology advancing with implants, this actual art is dying. So I thought, wow, I have to really make sure that anyone who needs a denture gets it from me. So I've had a love for the art and the love for the science, and that's what dentistry is all about. It's not just a science. You have to be really good with your hands and really good with people. So I've always loved the elderly population.
So let me tell you, at the beginning when I introduced you, Dr. Kaufman, I said I'll tell you with dentures, actually. I did not know how you were going to answer that question. I was brought up by an aunt and a mom, and when my aunt, who was only 62, by the way, got cancer, for some reason, in her protocols in the hospital, they had to take her dentures away, and she had to have these treatments without dentures for the moment, and this is what she said to me, Dr. Kaufman. She said, they've taken my dignity away. They've taken my dignity away, and that's where my connection with geriatric dentistry is. Dentures make you whole. And when they take them away, they take your dignity away. Now, however, let's talk turkey here. Sometimes, many times, older adults will tell you their dentures don't fit. They're uncomfortable. They take them out themselves and they put them in the jar that everybody laughs at. What is that science or art that helps dentures fit? I mean, what should we look for if we're going to a dentist for our dentures and ask those right questions?
Well, that's a very, very good question, Adrienne, and a very difficult one to answer, because there's so many factors when talking about dentures and denture fitting. The younger you get your dentures, so if your aunt, you said, was 62, the more wear she puts on her bone. So imagine the pressure of chewing on that lower bone that's holding the denture. So if you get dentures at a young age, 60 to even 72, if you live to 80, you're putting pressure on that lower bone for 10 to 30 years. I mean, I have 100-year-olds that have no bone. The dentures are literally just, they're floating in their mouths, or they're using, you know, the adhesive in their mouths hold them in. And so what really is important when you first get dentures is that you go to someone who has made more than 2 pairs a year. And generally, you know, you have to ask the dentist, so yeah, you make dentures. How many do you generally make a year? And if they say, oh, not that many, because most people get implants, well, run, unless it's an implant-supported denture, which is a whole different story. And I don't do those because I can't do implants in the home. That's one thing you cannot do. So if the dentist says I make about 4 pairs a month, good. They're generally in the right ballpark for doing, you know, keeping up with the program in terms of their art and their science of fabricating dentures. But dentures are definitely very difficult to wear for some people. They must be fitted, which is 4 visits. And then after the fitting visit, it's very important that you don't think you're bothering your dentist if you need a lot of adjustments. I mean, it's a prosthesis, and I always tell my patients, if I was to give you a new leg today, a new prosthetic leg, you would be so happy if today you stood on it and you were able to balance. And tomorrow you're able to balance better, and by the end of the week you could take one step. It's the same thing with this type of prosthesis. You know, don't expect to put them in. Some people do, and it's a miracle, but don't expect to put them in, and the day that you get them, eat a very hard steak. You have to get used to them. So there's a lot of factors that go into dentures, and I'm absolutely a true believer in the art of it, that you have to have a good dentist taking the right impressions. The dentist has to then send it to a good lab that makes a nice set of teeth that look like teeth and they don't look like you're wearing dentures. I mean, my pride and joy is when I put dentures in the patient's mouth for the first time and they look in the mirror and they go, oh my goodness, no one would ever know. And I say, well, that's the whole point, right? You don't want to look like you're wearing dentures.
That is the point. And when we come back, we're going to switch a little bit from the person to the caregiver. Because one of the things we do know about Dr. Kaufman is she's rather famous for working with the older old, folks that do have some diminished capacity, folks that maybe even can't brush their own teeth. So this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we deal with things. We deal with bodily parts. We deal with bodily problems. We deal with financial problems that nobody wants to talk about. Dentures is one of them. And if you glean one piece of information in this last few minutes, I find it to be significant because one day, we are all going to need a geriatric dentist if we're lucky. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
Okay, so you see how easy it goes, right? We're not on that.
Oh, yeah.
This is
yeah,
real simple stuff. So I want to get into the caregiving now because you do deal with a lot of people in their home who maybe they didn't hire you. Maybe their relative hire you or somebody who loves them hires you. And how you handle that. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's like 80% of what you're asking all the right questions.
Okay. We're good. All right. We'll be right. We're ready, Sue. We're ready to rock and roll.
Drop in.
And we'll have a drop in at the beginning of it.
Which one?
Of the store. We can
do
the store.
Very good. 5 minutes. 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Am I doing okay?
You're doing perfect. This is just what we need, real information. And now we just have to be quiet for about 20 seconds.
You may think that I'm full of it. Doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit, I'm inappropriate for my age, da da da.
And hello, this is Adrienne Berg, and we are back with Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. A couple of pieces of business first. Take a look at Aging for Beginners. We have a lot of information on the coronavirus. We have a lot of information from folks dealing with metabesity, that's our immune system, and what we can do to rev that up. A latest fun blog is The Happy Prisoner. What you can do, I tell you how an only child like myself plays. You know, I actually have board games and I play all the pieces because when I was a kid, I didn't have any siblings to play with. So I can have a lot of fun. I have often said, I've been alone, but I've never been lonely. And also take a look at How to Save Theater, which is our latest blog that we put up. I'm very, very concerned about that. As you know, older adults are really those who attend theater. It's for us. I always say if Social Security ever went under, Broadway would go down in flames because we are the audience. So if you still want to have theater there after coronavirus is a thing of the past, take a look at How to Save Theater and why you should do it now. And before we go back to our guests, we're going to take a little bit of a break for our latest store. And that store has really been wonderful. Thank you all for investing $4 in Wander, the Wander Club. And every $4 that buys you a charm for some place that you've been in the world also feeds a child. Let's hear a little bit about our store, and then we get back to our wonderful guest, Dr. Kaufman, about geriatric dentistry. We'll be right back. Hooray, our Generation Bold store is up and running. Just visit our website, generationboldradio.com, for access to unique products and services like luggage forwarding for your next trip, gorgeous Brazos canes and hiking sticks, Wander Club charms to commemorate your every adventure. I handpicked everything in the store to add fun and ease to your life. It makes a great gift, it's priced right, and it's of the finest quality, whatever ever has been selected. All these items truly enhance my life, and I want you to discover them as well. Visit GenerationBoldRadio.com and see for yourself. Okay, we go back to Dr. Kaufman, who's a geriatric care dentist. She gave us an important definition, and that is that many of the people, maybe 80%, she tells me, of the folks she visits, really were brought to her by their loved ones, their caregivers. And she visits them in their home. So Dr. Kaufman, when somebody who's a caregiver, maybe an older adult child, calls you up, I would imagine that they're very nervous and worried, particularly if their parents have dementia. What are some of the people skills that they have to look for in a dentist, and the unique fact that you actually go to the home?
Thanks for asking that question, Adrian. I would say that when people call me, their biggest worry is that their mother or father or sister, brother, whatever it may be, will not allow me to work in their mouths, and that I'm going to be wasting my time and they're going to be wasting their money. And I have to reassure them that I've had so much advanced training in how to treat the dementia patient and how to treat all kinds of problems from Parkinson's to ALS, and to give me a shot. And really, they have no other choice. So, you know, hopefully with my lovely personality on the phone, combined mm-hmm. with the 35 years of experience, they give me a shot. And I would tell you that 99% of the time, and I could think of the two times that I was not able to do it right in my head over 35 years, 99% of the time, I'm able to get them to cooperate using all my little tricks of the trade. And I also have a lot of skill in doing treatment without making the noise of the drill, which is very unique.
That is very unique. Now, one of the things that you had actually said to me was two important things in dentistry are the drilling and the use of aerosol. And you pointed out that something, you know, that the layman like myself might not just come up with. But apparently that's something that there's a lot of fear around. So could you talk a little bit to us about that and how you overcome that fear?
Well, in my practice, which is very unique, I don't use any high-speed drilling. My husband and his colleagues and our friends were really nervous about going back to dentistry because the drilling is basically a tornado of bacteria and now viruses to worry about in the air. And before, mm-hmm. we would just use a traditional mask and cover our eyes and hope that they weren't sick and they hope that we're not sick, and we all hope for the best. And we've all been very good with that over the years. But now people are going to be fearful of the aerosol in the air and going to a dental office. It's not enough that we have to distance 6 feet, but now we have to worry about everybody else's saliva accumulating in the air in the room. So my mm-hmm. practice, I use special liquid called silver diamide fluoride. It's the specific one I use is made by Arrest. That's the brand name. And what it does is, unless the tooth needs a root canal, and you're pretty sure if you're looking at a tooth that it doesn't need a root canal, you take an x-ray if you can, which most of the time you can't, and you determine that you're going to take a chance, you put this liquid, silver diamide fluoride, on top of the decay, and it literally hardens it like a rock. And you do that at the first visit. You come back 2 weeks later, you put another drop, it hardens it like a rock. So no need to drill out the decay. Just harden it and make it like a barrier. So between the nerve where you would have pain and the actual opening of the tooth, there's now a hole that you can seal with a water-loving, a hydrophilic filling called glass ionomer. And you have them, you condition the tooth after the arrest is put in, second application. You condition the tooth with a conditioner. I don't need to get into the specifics of that. And then you fill it with a glass ionomer, have them closed down. Doesn't matter if there's a tiny bit of saliva in the area. And now they have the tooth in occlusion, and you barely have to drill, only if it's a little high, and you don't use any aerosol. So you don't use any water. You just drill the little bit of flash excess, and now the tooth is filled. And I'm telling you, Adrian, this is a miracle. This has been a miracle for my practice, and, you know, people absolutely love it, and there's no fear of the drill, and the patient doesn't even know what I'm doing, because as I'm putting the drop in the tooth, I'm either singing to them or telling them a joke or talking about something, the weather or whatever it is, a Broadway show, and their mind is being taken off of the fact that I just filled their tooth and we're finished.
Well, this is fascinating. You know, we've had folks on in the area of positive deviance, and what they were doing, one of their projects was Mercer, the idea that in hospitals people simply get infected. And one of the things they use is silver and silver components, because it's such a very strong disinfectant and bacteria killer. Is that part of this too? Is that why the substance you're using has silver in it? Does it kill bacteria? Or is it just for the hardening agent?
It's like cement. When you go in there the next time, because I like to do 2 to 3 applications, it's already hard. So the second time is really making it 100%. Before it could have been 82%. Now it's 100%. And there are times that they are extremely demented where they don't even get the filling, but we make sure that they don't get the pain that comes with the advanced decay. If we can't just leave the tooth blood back. We also do it where they're in the front of the tooth, where they get cavities from not brushing well, and that's a huge problem. And it works really well there without even filling it, but accumulates in the mouths of some of the dementia patients. And if the caregivers are just using that silly sponge that does nothing that they give you in the hospital, eventually all the teeth decay. And that's when they call me in, what are these black spots? By then it's already too late for me to correct the brushing. I do that, but the decay is already there.
You see here, folks, that there's solutions. There's solutions to some of you that are really agonized over your loved one's dental issues. Those of you who are handling your own dental issues and wondering how we can do it the right way. And those that can't get to a dentist, particularly after the coronavirus is, as they say, a thing of the past, and need somebody to come to your house, you should know that there is such a service. Geriatric care dentistry is not always in the home. Often you do have to go to the office, but not in the case of Dr. Kaufman. And take a look at geriatrichousecalldentistry.com to learn more. We're going to come back and we're going to ask a question we always ask. What about the money, honey? We will be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, so we're going on to the third segment now. I just want to ask you something.
Oh shit, not about money. Not about money. No.
Well, you'll see. It won't take long. Won't take long.
No, but I mean, this is bad. The money part is the bad part.
I know it is, and I think we need to talk about some of the ways they can get around it, because I know a few things. Stu, at one point she was low. Is that okay? Everything came out good. All right, good. So what I'm going to be talking about is not your fees and what it costs to go to you. Don't worry about that. What I'm going to talk about a little bit is Medicare and Medicaid, which I know a lot about, but what I want to ask you about is that issue. Do you have any resources that people can go to that subsidizes? I do, and I will be able to talk to you about it. But is that something that personally bothers you? This is really what I'm asking.
Okay, perfect.
I mean,
if there's the right listener, we might get the right answer.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
something good can come out of this.
I'm not going to say these words on the air, but I'll say it to you. It's got to piss you off that all kinds of things are covered and dentistry isn't. I mean, this has got to be something that the folks in the dental world have to be talking about in terms of this. And that's the question I'm going to ask you. Do you people talk about this at your conferences? Is there anything? How do you personally feel about the fact that it's all out of pocket? Whereas you could go to, you can get a massage now covered by Medicare, you know? So it's a little weird, you know, don't you think?
Right.
So that's the conversation, okay?
All right. Yep. So. I love it. I love it. I have to cough, though.
You cough, and after you cough, we'll do 10 seconds. All right. You want to go get water? You can do it.
No, I have everything. Like, I'm a superstar here. Coffee, water, and lozenger.
Okay. Good, good. All right. She's coughed and ready to rock and roll.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. It is the Fountain of Truth about aging. We deal with topics here that nobody wants to deal with. One of them is not only dentistry, not only geriatric dentistry, but sometimes dentistry that calls for special house calls because there's dementia, there's fear, there's issues of all types, there's homeboundness. And what about dentistry in the age of coronavirus and post-corona? Well, we've been hearing all about this, and we're going to hear a lot more from Dr. Kaufman, who is a geriatric care dentist. You'll also be able to find a lot more about that at geriatrichousecalldentistry.com. But one of the things I want to delve into for a moment is what all of this costs. Now, I'll give you a little bit of a background. I hang out with a lot of doctors, and I'm actually going to send you all to a website called Kinexum, KINEXUM.com, where you will see our latest webcast, which deals with a panel of top geroscientists talking about the connection between the immune system and COVID and COVID-19 and what we can do to personally increase and improve our immune system. Now, one of those things happens to be good teeth. And one of those things happened to be not getting infected because your teeth are not taken care of. And yet, if you go to the books and you take a look at the Medicaid laws, and you have a poverty issue, your dentistry is covered to a certain extent. But if you go to Medicare, which is most people over the age of 65, it is not covered. And yet certain things, chiropractic, massage, a few things that have never been covered before are now covered, but not dentistry. 75% of all of your dentistry has to come out of your own pocket. And when I write books like The Retirement Income Explosion, and I take you through your retirement budget, one of the big ticket items is your dentistry. And I'm going to throw this over to Dr. Kaufman now. This has got to be something that as a dentist, and particularly a geriatric care dentist, has got to rub you the wrong way, that some procedures that are not as essential to health are covered in Medicare for everybody over the age of 65, and dentistry isn't. I mean, how much struggle has there been for folks who really would like you to come to the home and help an older adult, and they just can't pay? Are there any resources that you know of? Is this being discussed at your conferences, or is it a big blank space right now?
Well, you really know how to tick me off early in the morning.
Right.
You know, I have to say that it saddens me on a daily basis when the first question that I get after someone fills out a form on my website, there's a HubSpot form for more information, and they always ask, do you take Medicare? And it makes me angry with Medicare, because Medicare should realize that your oral health and your systemic health are directly related. So why is your oral health not covered, but the rest of every part of your body, from your hairline to your toenails, are? So yes, we talk about it, we wonder about it. I will tell you that I've tried to become very political about it. I got in my mailbox one time, and I'm not going to say the name of the congressman who wanted me to vote for him, but he was all about geriatric care, and I wrote him like a 3-page letter. Didn't expect to hear back from him about dental being covered in Medicare. And I thought maybe one of his assistants, and I never heard back from him. So, you know, everyone likes to talk about it, but no one wants to do anything about it. I would love to know how to become more political, because something has to be done. This is absolutely horrendous. And I will tell you that Medicare covers a tiny portion of dental for people who are getting transplants. Well, that's not enough people.
And that is a very small amount. And let me give a few hints and tips to the profession and also to the listeners. So one of the things that I personally was able to do for my own mother, you can go to the NCOA, National Council on Aging. They have a website, and it's called BenefitCheckupRx.org, BenefitCheckupRx.org, and it is in my book, The Retirement Income Explosion. They will take, if you've got the information about your parents or your loved ones' finances, they will take that information, it is encrypted, and they will tell you if there is any local help, not Medicare, because it's not covered by Medicare. So you may have some local coverage, depending on where you live in the U.S., which is also not fair, because some places dentistry is covered locally and some places it isn't, and it's just an accident of geography. But that's where the pressure has to be put. The pressure has to be put on our major organizations, American Society on Aging, National Council on Aging, even the AARP, because they are powerful. They are powerful, doctor, when it comes to Washington, D.C. And this is very important. And you're absolutely right. Before we leave the issue of money, I took my mom, who passed away at 92 several years ago, and her podiatrist was covered. And what he was doing was basically cutting toenails. I tell you this because we talk about everything here on this show. So that was covered. Something she could have done herself, actually, but not her dentistry. It's just a very strange situation. All right, now, let's get back. One of the things that you do is you make house calls. What is the fate of this? I do want to bring this in the next couple of minutes before the end of our segment. The fate of this to a dentistry right now with coronavirus. Are you doing telemedicine? Are you speaking to people on the telephone? What exactly is happening during this interim period before you can make calls and see people at their home?
I signed up with the New York State Help for COVID-19 people who are struggling. So I am doing teledentistry for free. I have a little box on my website for people to contact me. So I call them back and I help them triage the situation using, you know, either FaceTime, or they send me a photo of the tooth. And I've helped a lot of people during this time. You would be surprised how much you could do on the phone. I mean, there are times where people think it's a huge, huge emergency that a crown fell off, but I could look at the picture and see that there's a root canal there. So you just have to be patient until you get to the dentist. Nothing's going to happen. So not everything that you think is an emergency is an emergency. And, you know, I try to help them. So if there is something that they shouldn't be doing on their own, like gluing their broken denture, because once you do that, you could never fix it. That's another situation that comes up a lot. My denture's cracked. So if it's just chipped, it's one thing. If it's cracked, well, you know, you have to wait. You cannot fix it yourself.
So one of the things that's interesting about our conversation is in my blog, I've written a lot about medical tourism and medical dentistry and tourism through dentistry, going to Costa Rica, going to Mexico and so on. And here we have just the opposite. Dr. Kaufman goes to you instead of you having to go to another country. She comes to your house. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about symptomology, things that you should be looking for with regard to your mouth, with regard to your taste, with regard to how you're feeling, that might be indicative of a dental problem, because it could be serious. We do know, and we talk a lot about sepsis. We have talked and heard about particularly children passing away because their dentistry has not been taken care of. Well, this happens also with regard to older adults, and we really don't know the symptomology we should be looking for with regard to dental issues. We know a lot about biological issues. We know when now we might have a stroke, or we might have a heart attack, or this or that. We know all these things, but not when it comes to dentistry and symptomology. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to get you really prepared to be healthy for the rest of your life. We'll be right back.
You may- may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, so that is something that I'm very interested in personally, because I don't really know if something's wrong with my mouth or my teeth until I'm in pain. And if I'm
right.
in pain, it's already a problem, right? So
right.
I don't know.
It's already too late, right?
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything we can all look at and know. I mean, one of the things we do on the show is there are certain things that tell people that they're going to have a stroke. There are certain things that tell people they're going to have a heart attack. I will talk about that a bit as an introduction. But I don't know anything that tells people that their teeth hurt until it's painful. But are there
right.
things to that we can – is that a valid question? We're not on the air now. Is that a valid question?
Right. And do you say at the
yeah.
end of that song I'm inappropriate for my age or appropriate
yes.
for my age?
Inappropriate.
Oh, I love
yeah,
it. That's what I thought. I'm like, no, she's not saying that. Okay.
I am.
Yeah, there's
yes.
definitely there's definitely some signs. Yeah, I could talk about that. I can, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
one of the things that happened, and I don't know if it's mouth related, so you'll have to tell me, is we do lose
okay.
our sense of taste as we get older. And again, I don't
yep.
know if that's relevant to anything you'd want to respond to.
Well, I do
because
think it's one of the signs of aging, but it does have to do sometimes with dryness.
Dryness. Okay, and the last is, because this is our last segment, is there anything that you want to get out that you missed getting out?
Let me think. Well, the only other thing I want to say is that there are people that are perfectly able to get out, but are so scared to get out because they don't feel that they're 100% safe going to a dentist, but they can get out. And as long as they are of the geriatric, meaning, you know, I like my patients not to be 70 years old. To me, they're young. If you're 70 to 79, you're young. I think 80
Thank
is really
you.
My definition. No, but I do really mean that. I do. I
no,
do
I mean
be,
it too. I'm over 70.
I'm 60. So, you know, when I see somebody that wants me to come to their house at 72 that could go out. But now with COVID, I think that there are people that like to go to the dentist every 3 months to make sure their periodontal condition stays, you know, is maintained. And they don't want to go out. So, yes, I can
right.
come to those people. I just won't come to you if you're 53 and you're lazy. Not lazy. I know you're scared. But I'd like to keep
that.
It geriatric.
Okay, we got it. All right, we're
yeah.
keeping it geriatric. Sue, we are ready to rock and roll.
Okay, listen, do you want to drop in?
No, I think we're good.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, I need you to go over to our website. It's called GenerationBoldRadio.com. GenerationBoldRadio.com. We have a really fast-growing group of folks that are getting my Monday newsletter. It's absolutely free. What does it do? Well, it tells you all the wonderful people we have on our show. It links you directly to our blog, which now is weekly. It started out monthly, then twice a month, and it's become so popular it's every single week. It's published by Bottom Line Personal, one of the largest newsletter companies in the United States, and people really are reading it. And I tried to make it a lot of fun. For example, if you love theater, the latest blog has to do with how you personally, single-handedly can save theater. But we also talk about how to be a happy prisoner during this time of sequestration. And if you're a new grandmother, I have a 2-year-old grandchild, but I was a new grandmother, and it was difficult. How am I going to be a good grandma 3,000 miles away? Well, now most of us are far away from our beloved grandchildren, and you will see the Grandparent Chronicles. and that is on generationboldradio.com. Just leave me your email address, and you'll get a free newsletter. Now, right now, we're talking about geriatric dentistry, and I challenge you to find another show that deals with this essential issue of life. So we're here with Dr. Alyssa Kaufman. She is a house call geriatric dentist. She actually goes to folks' homes. Now, here's the issue that I want to bring up to you, as I mentioned during the break, doctor. I'll tell you the truth. This is the truth. The fountain of truth is the truth. How do I know something's wrong with my teeth? If I'm in pain. I really don't know any symptomology to look for. And we've done on our show how to know if you're going to have a heart attack, how to know you're going to have a stroke, how do you know if you've got a sub problem or I had an appendicitis, how did I know? I don't know if anything is wrong with my teeth until I'm hurt. Now, I know you're supposed to go every 3 months, so on and so forth. I've started to really religiously do that. But I'd still like to know, are there any symptoms that I could look for to see if something is brewing before it actually is full-blown?
Okay, I am going to go step by step, tooth to tooth, on how you could know if something is going wrong.
Okay.
So the first sign of a cavity is that you feel gum, if you chew gum, or food sticking differently to your teeth. If you find that food is getting caught in between your teeth, or especially gum. Gum is really the telltale for me. And I know I have something going on right now, just as we're speaking, not that I'm chewing gum, but there's a little tiny cavity forming in between my last two molars. I just know it. And when I go in with the toothpick, it's just a little bit bigger of a space than it used to be. That's number one. Number two, you feel or taste something. You taste food differently. You almost feel like you have bad breath. That's another sign that either you have decay going on or that your gums really are not so clean. Okay, that's number two. If you're wearing a denture and the denture is getting looser and looser, you're either losing weight or the denture just needs to be realigned or looked at. And one of the things that I have to tell you is you must keep that denture clean, especially if it's a partial denture, which means that you have some teeth left. And the one item that I give to every single patient, like I love to give full products, none of this sample junk. If I come to your house, I'm making sure that you're set up. I like to make sure that the denture is put into an ultrasonic cleaner, and I give out Dr. Berland's ultrasonic cleaner, which I think you could buy online. He must have a website. But I order them myself, and you must make sure that your denture is clean because that's an extension of your mouth. So you could have smelly breath. You could have food sticking. If you feel when you're flossing that a crown moves a little, that crown is going to need to come out and be re-cemented. So that's another thing. If you feel like your filling looks like it's broken, that means food's getting in, and now you're going to have more of an issue because there's now a pathway for decay to lead to another decay issue. So you're going to have more decay underneath that filling. So that's an issue. The other one is that you lose a little bit of taste, and that could mean that your mouth is dry. And I like xylitol products for that. And I especially like Allday. I know I'm not supposed to give out names, but I'm not getting paid by anyone. So I don't care.
Right,
I'm telling you.
This is the sounded truth. We give out names all the time, and we say, you know what?
Okay.
They're not paying us, and they're not. That's
they're
the
not
problem, but
me.
All right.
They're not paying me, but I order Allday. It has 44% xylitol. And so that your viewers know, xylitol is a naturally occurring sugar found in fruits and vegetables. It's not sweet and low. It's not Splenda. It's something that you actually could swallow. So I use the Allday, especially for dry mouth. And secondly, for patients of mine with dementia who can't swish and spit to spit out the toothpaste, I put it on the brush. I have the caregivers put it on the brush and brush their teeth with this xylitol, which is not, they can't make this claim, but they can. They have studies that show that it does help as almost as well as toothpaste, if not, in my opinion, better, to arrest the decay. Not arrest the decay, but to prevent decay. So the xylitol is used either as a mouth spray, it's a gel, or brushed on the teeth if you can't use traditional toothpaste. So I hope that's enough of a description on how you
know.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. And what's so interesting is we can listen to radio, we can listen to the news, we can read all the magazines, we can even do our Google, and we don't get this information. You really need to be a dentist who cares to see how the protocols could work for somebody who is a little bit older. And most of these things would be very valuable to anybody at any age. So we're very, very happy that you're doing this. I'm not so happy the fact that you are so unique. I wish there were a lot of you around all over the country, but the fact is there's not. And one of the things that we are going to fight for, and we're hoping to fight for, in the world of successful aging is simply better teeth. And I go back to my aunt who I began this show with, saying that her teeth were her dignity. And as you get older, that is just so true. But your teeth are also your health. It's an enormous part of successful aging, having good teeth. So we thank you so much for that. And what we want to tell everybody also is, although we don't have time, we're getting down to the end of our show, that Dr. Kaufman mentioned the fact that there are many people who are afraid. They're just afraid to go to the dentist. It's not that they can't go to the dentist, but they're older. They're in their early 80s or above, and maybe there's a falls issue or a mobility issue, that sort of thing. They're also appropriate for house calls. It doesn't always have to be folks with dementia. So this is something to think about if you're fortunate enough to have somebody like this in your area. And check it out and see. This could be the beginning of a new kind of dentistry because we're living in the age of longevity. At a time in the early 1900s when 47 was the average lifespan, and now 87 is the average lifespan, we got to start thinking about our teeth because they are one part of our body that does fall out. So thank you so much, and keep fighting the good fight, Dr. Kaufman.
Thank you. I listen, my whole legacy will be that more people become a house call dentist. I wrote a book when people say, how do you do it? I have dentists. I sold 4 books yesterday, the most exciting day of my life. And I'm teaching, not because of the money. I don't care about that at all. Because I want to spread this niche practice because you know what? People are living longer and people want to see the dentist. And now in the age of COVID, even people who are able to get out to go to the dentist would prefer a house call visit because it's better than going out and being worried about going out for the time being.
No doubt. And for all of you, you know what I always say? I always say, get out there, kids, and make it happen. Now I say, stay home, but make it happen. And don't you go anywhere. Next week, we are back for you. Take care.
I'm inappropriate.
Okay, that was a wonderful show.
Was it?
Yeah, don't you
think
so?
I'm so happy. Tell me the name of the show so I can, I tell all my friends. I know it's May 10th, but you'll keep in touch. But what's the name of the show?
All right, the name of our show is Generation Bold, B-O-L-D. And,
Generation Bold,
B-O-L-D. And it came from the idea, when you're old, you get bold. So we
okay.
are Generation Bold, and the subheading is called the Fountain of Truth. So the Fountain of Youth, we call it the Fountain of Truth. And so that's something to know. The other is Aging for Beginners. Aging for Beginners is the blog that has to do with the show. And it's well listened to. There aren't many shows, that deal with this kind of thing at all. And it's a lot of fun. It's great.
Wow, okay. Where are you located?
I'm personally in New Jersey, but I have a lot of consultants. I'm a consultant to companies, and they're all over the place. D.C., a lot of them are in D.C., and Virginia, and wherever. So I'm used to working virtually. See, I work virtually, so to me, this
lucky.
Isn't stopping. Yeah, it's not much of a difference.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of books out. You can take a look on Amazon.
Okay. Mine's not on Amazon because I'm making sure whoever I sell it to is licensed. They sign a disclaimer, and they have to be in an area outside of Manhattan.
Yeah, well, you're different. You are actually starting, as you say, you're starting a niche field, and you're totally professional to professional. You know, everything I do is for the consumer, so, you know, it's a different thing.
Right.
No, but congratulations. I really hope this takes off because it's very, very important.
Yeah,
all right, thank you.
All right,
go ahead.
Keep in touch.
What are you looking for? You didn't finish your sentence.
No, people are looking to actually take my business and franchise it. So I'm talking to private equity firms right now.
Not a bad idea.
No, but what I didn't want to tell you on air was that they will then be the people to go to Medicare and make this a Medicare reimbursable
I sure hope so. Okay, I very much appreciate it. Take care. We'll send you all the information when everything is up and ready for you to post anywhere you like, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you done? Okay, go to Jose. I'm taking care of the...